They're really easy. You just slice into it, but then you make them open by dropping them into very cold water, and the cold water opens them out, so it does the work for you.
Did you make that one?
No, my dad did.
Did you make any fitness up there?
No, the only things I've made that are over there are the two boxes that I painted.
Well, is it on now? How long did the basket kits
I think
make?
The small one took about 4 hours. I didn't make them, but I believe the small one took about 4 hours and the other one a bit longer. The small one's made of hazel, but the big one is made of chestnut. And that's what the big one is what we would have called a Povamengro Kushni, which means potato basket, basically, because we used it in field work.
How long did you have that then?
How long have I had that? Oh, since I was a child, I used to use it when I was working.
Flower picking and all?
Flower picking, but because I grew up in Kent, we used to pick... If it grew, we picked it, and that, you know, that's from sort of potatoes, green vegetables, carrots, any sort of fruit you can think of. And the other thing that we used to do that most gypsies don't do these days was pick the hops, because hops and part of Herefordshire are good growing areas for hops.
Did you watch your dad make a basket thing?
No, I don't remember the big one being made. I used to see the men making them, but one of my earliest memories is my youngest sister sleeping in that.
Did you make anything like that?
Baskets, no.
Could you make anything like that? Like, do you think?
Not really. The basket making tended to be the things that the men did, and the sewing and the... sort of beadwork and stuff used to be more the women. Even as children, we were quite not exactly segregated, because we could sit together and do it, but there were men's work and there was women's work, and the girls generally didn't have enough strength in their wrists to make the flowers or bend the chestnut.